Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
The name of Jesus that is above every name. At the mention of that name, every knee bow. All beings in heaven, all beings on earth. And under the earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory. We bless the name of the Lord. 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 Lift up your voice this morning to God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My Lord and my God. Let's lift up our voice and pray for our nation as well. Lord, let's say, Lord, forgive the sins of the land. Heal our nation in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take hold of the gates of this nation. And we declare in the name of Jesus that the Lord Jesus is lifted up in this nation. Oh, Lord, you rule and you reign in our land, oh God. My Lord and my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And now lift up your voice and thank God. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice in appreciation and thanksgiving. Thank God for what he has done with our life and bringing us to this point. And thank God for what he has for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. And I'll talk to God and say, Lord, speak to me this morning. Speak to me in the name of Jesus. May I not leave your presence the same way. Let me be that good ground that bears a mighty harvest. Send me your word that will transform my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And Lord, I receive utterance, words to speak this morning to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen this morning. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you for coming out this morning. Hope everyone had a blessed week. This week was a good week. Okay, so all this month, we've been studying on healing, God's plan to keep us healthy. And the first lesson, we talked about the fact that where sickness comes from, the source of sickness, God's will is to heal us. And we talked about the fact that to remain in health, we have to remain in service to God. Then the next lesson, we talked about the importance of hearing with relation to being healed. Hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. And you can catch up on the website. And then last week, I tried to hit the high spots, 7 most important things you have to know about healing. So important. And then this morning, we'll go a step further and have material on healing and health. We can study on that till the millennium reign of Christ. But I tried to get us enough to where you are filled with the word of God. That when sickness tries to come on you, you say, no, this is not the address that you want. Take it somewhere else. The plague may be going around, but not here. Not here. Not here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So this morning, let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. We'll go a little step further here. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, 8. He says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Let's all say that together this morning. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad that he's the same? Thank you, Lord Jesus. We can spend a whole month right there. He's the same. You see, man can change. Oh, but not Jesus. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And if he's the same, then he will do what he did yesterday. He will do it today, and he will be the same forever. So if he healed yesterday, he will heal today. He has not changed. He's still the same. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you see, let's turn to James chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. James chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. James chapter 5, verse 13. And we talked about the fact that from God's standpoint, he sees us as sick. And when somebody has an emotional issue, they are emotionally sick. When someone has an issue in their finances, they are sick in that area. When they are out of tune with God, they are from a spiritual standpoint, not whole. But notice what he says here, James chapter 5, verse 13. He says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespass one to another, and notice, and pray for one another that you may be healed. Then he talks about the fact that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so notice verse 13. He says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Notice, it doesn't say that if you are cheerful, you won't call somebody else to sing the psalms for you. And then he's saying, is anyone among you suffering or afflicted or in a test or a trial? Let him do the praying. That's why when he gets to verse 14, he's continuing the same thought. Is anyone among you sick? And for a long time, recently, I just realized that he's asking a question. You see, God's plan for us is that we will live healthy and whole. So the fact that he's asking the question, is anyone among you sick, suggests that if you analyze it a little bit more, look at it from a spiritual standpoint, he's not expecting that there should be anybody sick. But if there's anybody sick, then he tells you what to do. Really, literally, in the Greek, what he's saying is anyone sick beyond helping themselves? Then he tells you what to do. If you are afflicted, do the praying. If you are merry, do the singing. If you are sick beyond helping yourself, then call for help. Because the plan is that you will be able to stand on your own to remain healthy. Don't call for any little toe ache or just any little issue. What he's planning is that we will be strong. You see, God sets gifts of healings in the church, not necessarily for the church to heal itself. If you need help, call for help. If you've gone beyond where you can help yourself, call for help. But really, his plan is that we will develop and be healthy and be the ones praying for the sick. And then later on, he says as well, pray ye for one another that you may be healed. We talked about that there are different methods to receive healing. But the sense here is anyone among you sick beyond helping themselves? God's plan for you and I is that we will be the which he ministers healing to the world. Notice what he says in Mark chapter 16. Thank you, Lord. He wants all of us to grow up to full maturity. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Notice, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Notice, he says these signs will follow those who believe. The Greek literary says the believing ones. How many of us here are believers this morning? Raise up your hands and let me see. Yes, we believe. We are believers. These signs, they will be the one exercising dominion over demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Look at your hands this morning. And say, Lord, use these hands to minister your healing to the sick. In Jesus' mighty name. They will be the ones laying hands on the sick in his name. You see, God has given us the greatest means of advertising the gospel. But we find that, and you see this when you read the Bible closely. Notice what happened in Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Acts chapter 19, verse 11. Thank you, Lord. He says, now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. That's what he was saying in Mark 16. So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. This is Paul's ministry in Ephesus, where and you will find this as well. We experienced this back in Africa when we go to remote areas, and you'll find it as well. When we go to remote areas where people have never heard the gospel, God will use it as an advertising tool. So we preach the gospel and the miracles just happen like popcorn. But when we are ministering to believers, God's goal is that we minister to where we are strong in faith. We are the ones healthy and advertising or using that to the world to testify that Jesus Christ is alive. So it's so important. I mean, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, he talks about the fact that as newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the Holy Spirit that you may grow thereby. So, but so many times, what happens is we are content to remain in the babyhood state of Christianity and not grow up. But God wants all of us to grow up. What would you think of a 14-year-old child that is required to you have to put diapers on them and feed them with a baby bottle? That's not right. No, you see. So God wants us to grow to where we are healthy and strong and being the ones ministering the healing. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 14, verse 12. He repeats again what he said in Mark, but this time he puts it in slightly different words. He says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Notice again, he's talking about he who believes in me. Do you believe in Jesus this morning? Do you believe in Jesus this morning? What did he say? The works that I do, he will do also. And we discovered from Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, that the works of Jesus consisted of teaching, preaching, and healing. If you can sum it up in the works of Jesus, you can sum it up when he was in his earthly ministry. But so he said, believe that. Jesus said, if I believe, when I'm a believing one, I will lay hands on the sick and they will recover in his name. He says, the work that he did, we will do also. Believe that. He's talking to you. He's talking to so somebody says, and then he says, greater works than these will you do. Somebody said, what are the greater works? Well, let's focus on doing what he did first, then we'll move on to greater works. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. How are we going to do them? Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Let Greek literally says, if you demand anything in my name, I will do it. The literal translation there also is, you demand it. If I don't have it, I will make it for you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But that's what the apostles did in Acts chapter 3 with the man, the lame man, who has sat at the temple all this time. They demanded in the name of Jesus that the man should rise up and walk. And sure he did. Thank you, Lord. So that's the appetizer. Let's go to the main meal now. So how would I maintain a healthy lifestyle? What does it take? What are the requirements to live healthy? What are the requirements to be whole in every area of my life, including my health? Number one, the foundation of our health is the Word of God. And we discovered in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 24, he gives us the prescription for taking his medicine. And so God's Word is the foundation for that. But number one, we must remain in faith. It's so important. We must remain in faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am having fun already this morning. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers in the world. Literally, this letter is written to Christians. He's saying he goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's talking to Christians now. The world, he already has them. But for Christians, his mission is to devour them. But what is our part? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. What are we going to do about it? Stick our head in the sand like an ostrich and hope he goes away? No. He tells you to do something. Resist him. Steadfast in the faith. Another translation says, in your faith. Knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers in the world. You do the resisting. You be the one to stand your ground and say, no, Jesus Christ has paid the price for my redemption. Jesus Christ has paid the price for my sickness. Jesus Christ has paid the price for my disease. Now, devil, take your hands off of God's property. My body is the temple of God. My body is not meant for sickness and disease. I resist you. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Number two, maintain a lifestyle of fasting. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Some people don't like this one, but I like it. It's good for you. Isaiah 58, 6 to 8. Thank you, Lord. Notice, is this not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness? To undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Verse 8, then, I like this, your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Talking about the benefits of fasting. Your healing shall spring, or your health shall spring forth speedily. Thank you, Lord. My wife was just testifying a few moments ago when the doctor said that she wasn't producing thyroid and they were going to put her on medication. She said, give me a week. And in a week, she fasted and prayed to the Lord. She went back for the test, and glory to God, the body has started producing the thyroid. Thank you, Lord. Your health will spring forth speedily. Your health will spring forth speedily. You see, sometimes you may be fasting and praying. If you're experiencing it before, you may not even be fasting about your health. But when you finish, you can experience a change in your body. Notice what he says in Isaiah 40, verse 31. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 40, 31. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Waiting on the Lord in a fast renews your strength. That's the sense. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number three, we must be diligent about our spiritual life. Be diligent about our spiritual life. Be diligent about our spiritual life. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Ecclesiastes 10, 18. Because of laziness, the building decays. And through idleness of hands, the house leaks. We know that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're talking about laziness from a natural standpoint. Your natural building will decay. But it's also from a spiritual standpoint. When we are not diligent about our spiritual life, it even affects our physical bodies. Be diligent. Be diligent. And in the same Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. Take our spiritual life seriously. He says the sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep. He says that the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. And we know he said to Timothy, let those who labor, he considers labor in the word, be counted worthy of double honor. Epaphras, Colossians 4:12, he labored fervently in prayer. So you must be diligent. We must be diligent about our spiritual life in prayer and in the word to stay strong from a spiritual standpoint, and it will affect us physically as well. Thank you, Lord. And then number four, we need wisdom as well. We need the wisdom of God, even how to take care of the body that he has given us. We need the wisdom of God. In the same Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17, he talks about the fact that do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time? The opposite will be true. If you walk in wisdom, then you will not die before your time. And then Proverbs 24, verse 3, thank you, Lord. Proverbs 24, verse 3, it says, through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. Again, it will apply in the natural. Through wisdom, a house is built. But from a spiritual standpoint as well, we need the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, which will lead us into what we talk about next month. But here, it says, through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. Thank you, Lord. And then number five, we must confess the word of God, what God has to say concerning our health. We must confess what God has to say concerning our health. Notice what he says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14 and 18. Thank you, Lord. So important. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. He says, a man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And then verse 18, there is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The tongue of the wise promotes health. The tongue of the wise promotes health. He will eat the fruit of his mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Thank you, Lord. We cannot speak and talk sickness all the time and expect to be healthy. Instead, say about yourself what God has to say. He himself took my infirmity and bore my sicknesses. No matter what your body tells you, do like Abraham. He had gone past the age of childbirth. Oh, but he kept confessing and believing the word of God. And with time, what God had promised him came to pass. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Maintain a confessing of the word of God. Notice what he says in Luke chapter 21, verse 15. Thank you, Lord. He says, Luke 21:15. This was talking about when they are being persecuted and they come before. They are being questioned. He says, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom." Remember, the tongue of the wise promotes health. "I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." God has given you a mouth and a wisdom. And when the enemy and the adversary comes against you, in the mighty name of Jesus, put the sword of the Spirit in your mouth. He says the enemy cannot resist, will not be able to contradict or resist. When you begin to resist him in your mouth, oh, like he said, James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee. This morning, God is giving you a mouth, oh, and wisdom that the enemy cannot resist. Any area of your life that the enemy is resisting you, open up your mouth wide and resist him. And God said he will fill your mouth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Proverbs 4:24 talks about the fact that put away from you a perverse mouth. Put it away from you. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. And put perversely far from you. No. Refuse perverse talk. Refuse the talk that doesn't line up with the word of God. Instead, speak in line with what God said. Not what your circumstance or not what your body tells you. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. And then number 6, walk in love. Maintain the love walk. Walk in love. This is so important. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I like this. Glory be to God. He says, we know, not we are not sure. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Stay in that place of love. He talked about the fact that he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God dwells in him. Thank you, Lord. You enter an area where the enemy cannot touch you. That's what he says in the same 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. He says, we know. I like that phrase. I like that phrase. I don't know. It does something to me. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. But he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. He says, whoever is born of God does not sin or does not make a practice of sin. You see, for us, sinning is stepping out of that commandment of love. So he's saying that when you dwell in love, oh, you abide in him and God abides in you. And what will happen? And keeps himself. That's the way to keep yourself. And the wicked one does not touch him. You become an entity on the earth where the enemy cannot touch. Because you are dwelling in love. Nothing offends you. Nothing takes you out. You are not offended at God for any reason. You stay in that place of love, no matter what comes. The wicked one touches him not. In the name of Jesus, as you make a decision this morning to abide in the love of God, I declare that you are a touch not entity on the earth. He said about the children of Israel, when they went from one nation to another nation, he suffered kings not to do them any harm, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. May the devil not have access to your life as you dwell in love. It's so important. Notice what he says in Mark 11, 23 to 25. Thank you, Lord. Mark 11, 23
to 25. He says, for assuredly I say to you, Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. In the same breath, in the same instant, verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. In these great verses, where he talks about the possibilities of faith and the possibility in prayer. Oh, the only hindrance that he mentions here to this thing not working is unforgiveness or stepping out of the place of love. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. That's an area that we all have to be conscious of, that we all have to be aware of. Thank you, Lord. There was a certain woman. She was listening to the word of God along these lines, and the minister was preaching and quoting from 1 John chapter 3 verse 14, where we had read, where he says, he that hates his brother is a murderer, and that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. He said, without knowing, I said, that includes not only your brother, but your sister, your mother-in-law, anybody. If you hate them, you are a murderer. So this woman, after the word of God, came to the minister and said, I hate my mother-in-law. I don't like her. I hate her. Well, he says, I cannot make a difference between you and the Bible. The Bible says, if you hate whoever, you are a murderer. Oh, she said, no, I'm not a murderer. I grew up in the church. I went to Sunday school. My parents were pastors. I went to the best Bible school, or one of the best Bible schools in this country, and I'm a minister. I'm not a murderer. He says, I don't care. If you hate your mother-in-law, you're a murderer. Love is the first fruit that shows up in the life of the believer. So this woman said, she figured it out. She said, the minister said, by now I realized that I already hung her on the ropes. I have to let her off. She said, go and make amends with your mother-in-law. Go and settle things right, because this is going to affect your spiritual life. This is going to affect you in a lot of areas in your life. Notice he says, you abide in death. You've moved. You've already been moved from death to life. But by choosing not to walk in love, you've entered an area of death. You've entered the devil's territory, and that's a dangerous place to be in. Well, she went home and made amends. And she said, when I did this, I realized that I don't hate her. These are wonderful people. They are church people. But then her daughter had been sick with epilepsy, and with very young child. And every now and then, she will have this epileptic seizure. And she invited this person to come and pray for them. And while the man of God was going on, he said, God told him, he says, in the Old Testament, he told the people that love the Lord, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I will be your physician. Serve the Lord. In the New Testament, for us, it's that commandment of love. Tell the woman not to even pray for the child. Just say, I am now a step in love. Devil, take your hands off of my child. Well, when the child started having that seizure again, this woman stopped without praying. She said, devil, take your hands off of my child. I have now stepped in love. I refuse for you to torment my child. Take your hands off. And that was the last seizure that the child had. She stepped out from that place of hate and being in the realm where the enemy could attack her. As soon as she stepped in love, she was able to exercise her authority in the name of Jesus. It's so important. It's so important. Another woman also. She had been everywhere. Whatever was wrong with her, not everywhere, so to speak, using it figuratively. Every healing line, everywhere she had, they were praying for the sick. She goes, all the greatest names that you can think of are prayed for her. She's still not made well. And one day she heard a message along these lines. And he said, I realized what I have to do. 25 years ago, my brother and I, when my mother passed away, we had an argument, and she didn't say what it was. It may have been over property or something. And we haven't spoken since that time. I've seen that I need to go fix that. She says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call my brother and get it fixed. And then in the evening, when they are praying for the sick, I'll go forward to be healed. I'm talking about things that hinder us and prevent us from being healed. It's so important. The Bible says the little foxes are what spoils the vine. No matter what they've done against you, release it and let it go. It's going to affect you. So she picked up the phone and called this brother and said, I've called to apologize. It's my fault that we haven't spoken this, think about it, 25 years. And the brother said, I meant to call you also to apologize. It's my fault that we haven't spoken in the last 25 years. So they went back and forth, and then finally they decided to split the blame 50-50. You take 50, I'll take 50. And she said, and he said, you are going to come see me? Yes, he said, I'm in this meeting here. When it's done, I will come and see you. She said, I'm taking care of that. I'm going to take a nap. And when I go up tonight, I'm going to go to receive my healing. She slept and woke up and checked herself. And whatever was wrong with her was completely gone to the glory of God. No prayer. She didn't need to be prayed for again. See, it opens up. Walk and stay in love. It's so important. Walk and stay in love. It will keep you healthy and whole. Number 7. Thank you, Lord. Walk in holiness. You see, we discovered that through sin, Adam's original sin, is how sickness entered the world. Walk in holiness. Walk in holiness. Notice what he says. Don't take the grace of God for granted. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 6, live right before God. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. He says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? No. There is one thing to trip up, but it's one thing to make a practice of sin. No, you remain in that place. Before my wife and I got married, we dedicated ourselves to God. We said we'll live pure before we get married. Sometimes God will reveal areas of your life where we need to fix so we can receive his very best in our life. Notice what he says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 17. It's important for us to stay healthy, to walk like he will expect us to. Thank you, Lord. Verse 17, I'm giving us all the highlights here, as much as I can. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we also are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? Certainly not. We are seeking to be justified, and we cannot be found, notice the phrase, sinners. We cannot do that. Let's pray for grace, the God's grace to help us live right. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 22 to 26, the blind man, Jesus led him away out of the town. Sometimes he leads us away from certain things before he ministered to him. Thank you, Lord. Okay, great. I have to speed up here. Number 8, recognize the power and the Holy Communion. Take it as often as possible. Take it as often as possible. Notice what he says in John chapter 6, verse 53. Thank you, Lord. Speaking about himself, John chapter 6, verse 53. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He said, then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I will raise him up, and I will raise him up at the last day. My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the Father, living Father, sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. will live forever. He's talking about partaking of him to receive the life of God and be born again. But he's talking about the fact also, he who continues to feed on my body, my blood, and my flesh will live like me. You will be empowered. You will be healthy to live like I did when I was down here, free of sickness and disease. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, he talks about the fact that the apostles and the disciples continue in fellowship and in the breaking of bread. That was one of their secrets, to stay healthy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, downwards, he talks about the fact that as often as you do this in remembrance of me, you remember my death. Proclaim my death until I come. So do it as often as possible. He said those who didn't do it right are weak and sick and they die before their time. So if you do it right, then you can maintain a healthy lifestyle. Some of the greatest men of God that I know, they do it daily. They do it lately. One man of God, he came from ministry. He was so exhausted. He said, give me the communion. As soon as he took it, he was infused with strength. Thank you, Lord. So recognize that as well. We are talking about maintaining a healthy lifestyle. You don't want to be the one being prayed for. You want to be the one praying for the sick. Number 9, recognize the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's recognize the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans 8, 11. Thank you, Lord. He says, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, will also, I like that phrase, will also give life. That same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is abiding and living in you now. He will also quicken your mortal body and make it full of the very life of God. Keep it free from sickness and disease. Mortal means subject to death. This applies to us now. Because when you die, your body is not subject to death. It's already dead. Will give life. So I do like the psalmist of old. He said, quicken thou me according to your word. I said, Lord, quicken me according to your word. Make my body full of life. Drive and keep the sickness and the disease away. Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, when the enemy, adversary comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against him. He will raise up a standard against him. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Can't do without him. He's the chief executive sent down here to administrate all that is available for us in redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then the last one, remain in fellowship. Remain in fellowship. Thank you, Lord. Remain in fellowship. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 talks about the fact that do not neglect the assembly of yourself together as the manner of some is. Remain in fellowship. Remain in fellowship. There is strength when we come into the presence of God. Notice what he says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord and my God, I feel full already. Chapter 12, verse 22, please. Thank you, Lord. He says, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, than that of Abel. This is the company that we come to when we are gathered together. It's not an ordinary gathering. Don't take it for granted. We are in the company of innumerable angels. We have come to God, the just one, the judge of all. To the general assembly who are already registered in heaven, to Jesus, to the mediator of the new covenant, to the blood of sprinkling. That is why we must remain in fellowship if we want to remain healthy. My Lord, what is available in Zion? Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. Thank you, Lord. We remain in fellowship. We remain in fellowship. Thank you, Lord. My Lord and my God. But he says, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. The house of Jacob shall possess their possession. When we come, we have come to God's service station. He services us. You see, when you need to change your oil, you take it to the car shop for it to be done. Some people do it themselves. But the key here is, we have come for the mountain of deliverance. Oh, there shall be deliverance, and your house will possess their possession. You possess your inheritance. When we appear before him, notice what he says in Psalm 84, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. I'm fixing to finish. Thank you, Lord. The Apostle Paul said, finally, and wrote one more chapter. Thank you, Lord. Finally. They go from strength to strength. Each one appeared before God in Zion. Oh, when we come, there is an infusion of strength. One minister said, at some point, one day he felt so weak. Oh, but he said he realized that when he looked at the roll call in Hebrews 12, 22 and downwards, it didn't have weakness in there. It didn't have the devil in there. He said, I'm going to force myself and go into the house of God. When he got there, oh, it was a prayer, all-night prayer meeting. Oh, the person leading said, today you are going to lead prayer. He said, my Lord, what is this person asking me to do? But again, I realized that weakness wasn't on the roll call. He that appears in Zion keeps going from strength to strength, not weakness to weakness. Oh, all of a sudden, the strength of God came into him. Oh, and he was able to go ahead and lead the prayer meeting and fulfill what God has for him. Oh, you may feel weakness in some area of your life, but thank God when we appear in his presence, oh, his angels are here. Oh, he's ministering to us. He's servicing us. He's empowering us with his strength to go out to make a difference. That weakness has to go. That sickness has to go. From today, the doctor may have called it incurable, but by the word of the Lord and by his blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, nothing has gone too far for God to fix. When once we have come into his presence, may you leave his presence whole. May you leave his presence sanctified. May you leave his presence strengthened. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my Lord and my God. He says, when they left Egypt to go to Israel, Psalm 105, verse 37, there was no one feeble person amongst them. 1 Corinthians 10, 4 says that the rock that followed them was Christ. So long as the disciples were in Jesus, none of them was reported sick. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the last sickness you saw in your life be the last one you ever see. May you be the one, ministering healing to our hurting world. If you believe that, say amen. My Lord and my God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I just get excited about the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. They go from strength to strength. I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot resist. Stay cheerful. He says, a merry heart works good like medicine. A broken spirit dries up the bone. Proverbs 17. Stay cheerful. The Apostle Paul, he was in prison and he wrote a letter and said, rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. No matter what you may be going through, give yourself a little dance and rejoice. Put a smile on your face. My tomorrow is going to be all right. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you will stay healthy and you will be the one laying hands on the sick and see them recover. Let's pray this morning. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Talk to God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. My Lord and my God. Oh, glory be to the name of the Lord. Lift up your voice to God tonight. Lift up your voice this morning. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. 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 Give him praise and glory for his word. My Lord and my God, no plague will come near your dwelling. No plague comes near your dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. This morning, if you are here, or if you are watching or listening online, and you don't know Jesus, the Bible says that healing, Jesus said healing is the children's bread. There is bread on the table, but he said it's for the children. Become a member of his family so you can receive the virtues and all that is available on the redemption ticket and the redemption table. If you are like that, raise up your hands and we'll pray with you. Or you can join us in this prayer as well as we pray. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you. You came to die for me. Today, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you. I'm saved. Help me to live a life that pleases you. In Jesus' name. And now let's all say this together. Lord, thank you for Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, help me to walk in health and wholeness in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. You are my physician. You are my healer. As I serve you and as I love you, may I walk in health. And in the name of Jesus, the same way that you entered the temple and cleansed it out, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Cleanse it out of sickness and disease. Keep my body from sickness and disease in Jesus' mighty name. Devil, take your hand off God's property now in Jesus' mighty name. I am made whole by the blood of Jesus. Give him praise and glory this morning. Give him praise and glory this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, let's worship him before we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the name. The name. The name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee bow of beings in heaven, of beings on earth, and beings under the earth. That name is above cancer. That name is above high blood pressure. That name is above diabetes. That name is above every sickness that can be named amongst us this morning. In the name of Jesus, I cast that sickness to the root. Leave. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's raise up our hands to you this morning. Now may God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you and give you his peace. Nothing missing and nothing broken in your life. May the plague not come near your dwelling. May it not come near your household. In the name of Jesus Christ. You, as God exempted the children of Israel in Egypt, I declare that no evil shall befall you this week. You are exempt from the evil and from the plague. In Jesus' mighty name. May he cause his face to shine on you. May he give you his peace in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen this morning.
Amen.
Shout amen. Amen. Glory be.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.